Happy December 10th in the year of our Lord, 2023. This is 5-Minute Family Devotions with Religionless Christianity. This week's series of devotionals are titled Mystery in Dietrich Bonhoeffer's God is in the Manger Advent Devotional, and we're reading from The Wonder of All Wonders. Bonhoeffer writes, "And that is the wonder of all wonders, that God loves the lowly. God is not ashamed of the lowliness of human beings. God marches right in. He chooses people as his instruments and performs his wonders where one would least expect them. God is near to lowliness. He loves the lost, the neglected, the unseemly, the excluded, the weak and broken." And, you know, all throughout Scripture, we read about our lowly stature before God. Even Israel's lowly stature. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 7 and 8 says, "Yahweh did not set his affections on you, nor choose you because you were more in number than any of the peoples, for you were the fewest of all peoples, but because Yahweh loved you." And it's an amazing truth that we as people seem to be reluctant to accept. That we're all the lowliest, and we're all the lost, the neglected, the unseemly, excluded, weak, and broken. We are entirely unworthy of God's blessing, and that is exactly where we want to be. It's a lie that we tell ourselves, that we accept because it feeds our ego, that we can earn God's favor, that we can partner with God in our salvation. Bonhoeffer was right. God is near to lowliness. So be lowly. Be grateful for your weakness. Let us join with Paul when he says in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, "Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me."
Yeah, we can thank God for the things he has allowed to happen in our lives that has made us lowly, so we would be inclined to call upon him. So how can we ever shake our fist at God and ask why he allowed certain things to happen? God in his wisdom has led you to him through the fire. He has caused you to thirst. And Jesus said, "Come to me, all who are thirsty, and drink." And he continues to allow us to go through trials to refine us and make himself all the more of a treasure to us.
And let us end with a prayer from the Scottish Psalter of 1595, praying from Psalm chapter 7. O good God, the only searcher of men's hearts, who preservest us that put our confidence in thee from danger of our enemies, lift up thy mighty arm and put back all those that persecute us, and gather together thy church dispersed by the tyranny of godless tyrants, and keep us continually under thy mighty defense, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.